93KHD, American Samoa's best music mix station. Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. And joining us in studio, our third and final interview for today, I want to welcome, first of all, Jason Beatham and also Telepapa Will Sword. And can I get your name?
Ricardo DeRosa.
Hey, Ricardo. How are you this morning?
Good.
Well, yeah, thank you, Sia. Thank you. Good morning, American Samoa. We're really pleased to be here. For not some really good news, we're here to just make a public, pretty much a public announcement on a May 24th meeting where NOAA is going to be asking for public comment on the closure of the Pacific remote islands. And what we should be concerned about, basically, is how it affects American Samoa. I'm here as an American Samoa citizen and businessman. What we're facing is an economic extinction level event. Basically, it will basically close the third largest fishery in the U.S. and the largest pelagic cod cannery in the U.S. Our governor has already written a letter against it in conjunction, signed also by Governor Leon Guerrero of Guam and Governor Arnold Palacios of the Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas, the Saipan. The Pacific territories will suffer environmental injustice, and we already carry a disproportionate burden of catering large tracts of fishery closures. It's really bad for us. You know, I always say, Awe, Feme, Ye, Fongo, Samoa. Gone are the days of Senator Inouye taking care of his Matai title is Fongo, Samoa. The voice of Samoa, who helped brown people of Samoa coexist with the world. Well, now we have senators and especially Representative Ed Case in Hawaii, a white environmentalist activist who lied that he had talked to Pacific neighbors about disclosure. He's the one pushing disclosure. I'm not sure, but he represents the NGOs, conservation NGOs in Hawaii, and they want to name these Pacific remote islands a Hawaiian name. There is no way that Hawaii owns these islands. These islands, they're not like the Northwest Hawaiian Islands. These islands are really our fishing fields for our boats that help our canneries and sustain our economy. You know, with the closure of the canneries, if they go through with this, is that the result in higher fuel prices, higher food, higher electricity, higher cost of living, and ultimately driving our families out of the territory. And I'm sure the government will be reduced by half. So I just want to say on May 24th, when they have this hearing, it's 4 to 6 p.m. at the Tauese Center, where they want to change the monuments of the Pacific Remote Islands into sanctuaries. I ask the, our territory, citizens of our territory, to speak out and whether you want that. They want you to agree to end our fishery grounds and will affect your very existence. In other words, asking you if you want to slice your own throats, excuse me for the term. If the cannery is closed, it'll take years for our economy to recover. Recent scientific studies suggest there are no benefits for this proposed pre-closure. And I know Ed Case said, oh, there's plenty. There's no effect on our canneries, which is not true. And Ricardo will talk to that a little later. You know, basically, cannery products are military food contracts to the U.S. We have a slipway here that will be affected because there will be no business, no boats coming in. It means an ending of the food source for our military and closing the slipway, which is a really critical military asset. Communist China would love it, as it weakens our military, especially with recent tensions in the area. Closure of the Pacific remote islands will only help Communist China and hurt America. That's my opinion on it. I'll give it to Ricardo. Ricardo, you can say something about it.
Yeah, I actually operate one of the purse sanders that's here in the harbor right now. And the president's doing this, and the government is doing this, without speaking to anybody out here. These are a bunch of people from the East Coast that probably couldn't find Samoa on a map. They're doing this. They didn't speak to Amata. They didn't speak to any of the islands. They didn't speak to industry. They're just trying to ram it down our throats. And we're all fishermen, whether it be the artisan local fisheries, the longliners, or the purse seiners. We're all fisheries, and we all fish in different areas. My boat finished off three, four days east of American Samoa, so far further than the local fisheries or anything. But that's what these people try to do. They try to divide us so that we fight against each other, and then they can get their stuff done. But this is not good for Samoa because, again, if there's no fishing nearby, the boats have propellers. We can go unload somewhere else. But my boat, my family boat, has been coming here since 1980, and it's seen a lot of changes here in American Samoa. Some good, some bad. But we need to stick together. We all need to work together because the U.S. has the biggest EEZ in the Pacific, and yet they want to shut it all down for to fisheries, whether it be Hawaiian, local, purse-seiner, longliner. That doesn't do anybody any good. And we need to make sure that we stand together and all attend that meeting on the 24th to let them know, hey, we use these waters. These feed the economy. These feed the economy in direct and indirect ways. And Will talked about fuel. Without the purse seiners, the fuel costs would go up. Without the cannery, shipping costs will go up because a boat is not going to come in here if there's nothing to ship out. And they're shipping out thousands and thousands of tons of canned tuna. There's no cannery. There's nothing to ship out. And that'll just be empty boats. So this affects the entire economy, whether you're near the harbor, related to fisheries or not. It will affect every single person on this island. So everybody needs to get together, go on the 24th and tell them, this does not help American Samoa. This does not help the U.S. This does not help anybody except a few people that want to shut down fisheries. And that does nothing for the economy. The U.S. already imports 90% of its seafood. We're going to import 100% of our seafood? That doesn't make any sense at all. Will talked about food security, and that's a big aspect of this. So I encourage everyone to, again, attend the meeting on the 24th and let them know that this does not help American Samoa.
You know, Ricardo, I mean, it's really interesting that, you know, 60% of our population is under the U.S. poverty level. And what they're going to do with this is basically get rid of the jobs that these folks need to survive. We can't continue to survive on just handouts from the federal government. We have to have jobs for all of our people. And even neighboring Samoa. You know, we have remittances of almost $30 million a year U.S. to there. It would be a major impact to them as well. And a lot of other little, small island states in the Pacific Ocean in our region. And it just boggles my mind that these people in Hawaii, these Palangis that never came down here, never asked any questions, and they're actually going to be killing our economy. It's just incredible. But anyways, I think that it's really important that, you know, we remember that the purse seiners constitute 85% of the canned fish that we bring out of there. And one of the really important fact is, you know, from national security reasons, we are the third largest processed fish territory or state. We're only second to Alaska is number one, and then on the East Coast. But we're third. And what they're basically going to do is to kill this industry. So, you know, when it comes to talking about national interests, you know what? Unless you love communist China, you will support this. Anyways, Jason, if you can, Jason's the president of our Chamber of Commerce, and we are really happy to have him here because he speaks for basically all the businessmen.
Okay. Yeah, I love Will, and thank you, Ricardo and Sia. And, you know, in Samoa, we have this saying, on the tofa mamau, and that's wisdom. And this proposal really lacks that. And it also lacks proper context. You know, in this proposal, they talk about 4% of the U.S. tuna purse seine fleet's total effort in the Western and Central Pacific. But what the context should be is that, you know, what does that 4% represent? That 4% represents, you know, over 85% of our total economy here in American Samoa that's related to these fisheries. It also represents, you know, just in one cannery alone, at least 20% of our total employment. And so the reaches, you know, may be minimal in their eyes, but when you look at it in the context of the local people here, you know, the consequences are enormous. And also for this type of initiative to go forward to this degree, without any real contact with local stakeholders here, as evidenced by the letters of opposition that were issued by the three governors, as well as support for that opposition by our congresswoman, that speaks volumes already to say that, you know, the lifeblood of our economy is being taken away by initiatives that are being proposed by people who don't live here, who apparently have never been here, and who are trying to give it a name that isn't of our indigenous origins. And so as chair of the Chamber of Commerce, you know, I encourage all of our chamber businesses, because we are all affected directly from this, not the folks in Hawaii necessarily, and not the folks who are trying to conserve for conservation's sake. They need to look at things in a totalistic view. You know, conservation is good. However, we have to also look at the impact on the humans and on the economies that rely on these waters for the lifeblood, as we mentioned before. So I encourage everybody, including all our chamber members, to to be here on May 24th and to submit your comments online. If they need to submit any comments directly to the Chamber of Commerce, our email address is AmericanSamoaChamberofCommerce@gmail.com. And I can be reached at my office at 258-3761.
I think most of the comments are due June 2nd.
Okay.
That's the deadline for all of this. So, yeah, contact the chamber. I just want to say also thank you to Congresswoman Amata for having this hearing on the Hill, which took a lot of effort. But basically, the scientists and the folks that testified on it yesterday actually had some great things to say, because a lot of the recent studies show that these closures don't help the Prius. Basically, all you're helping is the Chinese fishing boats, allowing them to fish there, whereas we could be using our fishing boats to be the eyes and ears of our national defense system, the way the Japanese did back in World War II. You know, and NOAA doesn't want to listen to this. But I think our military and our national interests are better served by leaving it open for our boats to continue fishing in that area. And I think that's important. So keep it on your calendar, folks. May 24th at the Tauesis Center, the sanctuaries. You got to show up.
At what time? I'm sorry. What time is the...
It's between 4 and 6. It's such a big issue that I'm sorry, but all they gave you is 2 hours. And I think a lot of people are going to want to speak out against it. And it's really unfair that they only gave us 2 hours. And they'll probably cut it off. So expect Hawaiian Air, they're going to be affected too when you have these closures. They're bringing in a whole bunch of people this weekend to at least from outside to give it some voice, the same way they did the sanctuaries back in, 15, 20 years ago when they first had it, just to show, oh, we had people there. But I think this time, and I hope and I pray that a lot of people in our territory, a lot of citizens will show up and get your voices heard, because, it's as important as our paloka, as our, voting when you vote for a governor or faipules, because it's your right and it's your duty to get up and say something, because otherwise it's your children that are going to be affected. It's our children that's going to be affected. So I'm asking everyone, please make your voices heard. Very important. If you don't say something, then you know what? You will suffer the consequences.
Couldn't agree more.
All right. Thank you very much, Sia, for having us this morning.
Thank you so much,
Sia. Again, the meeting is on the 24th of this month. If you have any questions, you can contact the Chamber of Commerce, or better yet, just show up. All right. Thank you so much, gentlemen. We'll see you again next time. And thanks for listening to 93KHJ.